And I can't help but wonder, no Willie McBride, do all those who lie here know why they died? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame, the killing and dying, it was all done in vain. Oh, Willie McBride, it all happened again and again and again and again and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife lowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play
all
the
right,
loud?
Folks, we are alive. And we're just going to be taking calls and going through big news blitzes today. And there are quite a few stories that were not out around the time of the Alex Jones show today. The biggest of which, in my humble little opinion, is that because of the swine flu, Mexico has to tap into the IMF's new special drawing rights units. Yes, because of the swine flu, Mexico now has to take a bunch of the new global currency. Mexico is more likely to draw on a $47 billion credit line from the International Monetary Fund after the deadly swine flu outbreak sparked the peso's biggest tumble in 6 months. Oh. Crashing the peso. Crashing the dollar. Bringing in SDR units. Most people don't even know what they are. Don't know they exist. Don't understand that is a global currency that they passed during the G20 and was in the works long before that. So we're going to be talking about that story. That's big. That's huge. We're also going to be talking about how an Indonesian minister is asking the question whether or not this swine flu is actually, you know, made in a lab. Oh, really? Made in a lab? Could it be made in a lab? We're going to play that clip as well. We've got other stories on some exercises going on. It's posted over at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. FDA has approved emergency measures for mass dosing of U.S. citizens. That's off of prisonplanet.com right now. You can go check that out. And we're also going to be focusing on this flyover of the Air Force One in New York City, because I told you, people knew. Of course it was a psychological operation. Why else would they do it? Why else would they make everybody shut up and not talk about it instead of letting everybody aware that there was going to be a low-flying plane in New York City? It doesn't make any sense otherwise. And then there's this Telegraph article we're going to be going over in depth. Oh, the truth is out there. Unless you're on the internet. You see, the internet, if you're on the internet and it's printed there, it's not true. It can't be true. So when I go and find a hard article, and I cut that hard article out, and then I scan it into my computer, and then from that scan, I put it on the internet, it no longer has any validity because it's on the internet. And he attacks, you know, Google Films, and I don't think he names Loose Change or Fabled Enemies by name, but then he picks apart all these 9/11 truthers' claims, you know, picking out the straw men claims. And I also listened to some podcast that made me want to throw up in my mouth against this skeptic with these two smarmy punks that watched a version of the film and said, oh, at first it tricked me, but then I found out it was all untrue. And then they cite nothing. They cite nothing except for we're kooks, we're conspiracy theorists, they make things up, like we say it's the Bush administration and the government. Never in any of our films, Bush himself or the administration, no one ever said that. No. We point to the fact that you can indict Dick Cheney on his crimes for 9/11, on the fact that he was in the PEOC, the Presidential Emergency Operating Center, and he knew about the plane coming into the Pentagon. Testimony from Norman Mineta. It's not debatable. He let it happen. And there should be a further investigation into that, ma'am. And then they say, oh, Building 7, da-da-da-da-da, bunch of kooks. We're going to come back. Big news blitz. The call in line is 866-582-9933. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Times are tough right now and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting. Even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
Aside from the fear and the just pandemonium that this outbreak has caused, I mean, people in the streets now wearing the masks all over in the city, and I think that now it's confirmed in five or six states. They say there's 64 confirmed cases in this country. They have not upped the death toll that I know of as of yet. And I expected them to. I predicted that yesterday. They did not do that. They did raise the pandemic level. So I was right on that front. It looks like they're also going to use this as an excuse not only to try to inoculate everybody, as the FDA has just approved an emergency measure to carry out mass dosings of U.S. citizens with antiviral. Let me pull this up. Antiviral drugs in the event of a widespread swine flu pandemic. Well, the people are so just in a fervor right now that it would not take much for the media to pump people into the hospitals, into the community centers, to line up and roll their sleeves and take whatever they're willing to give them. And at the same time, Obama is now seeking $1.5 billion for swine flu cases jump, $1.5 billion. There are 300 million people here. Okay, 300 million. So that tells me with $1.5 billion, that's $5 for every man, woman, or child. Do you think you can mass produce a vaccine for that? For everybody. Everybody. And remember, the people that they're going to outsource this to are Baxter. The same people caught putting three separate types of flu virus in their bird flu vaccine. Two types of bird flu, one type of human flu. Meanwhile, Mexico still can't find the source of the killer flu. This is out of Reuters. Mexico first noticed a strange new flu virus after a woman died in the southern state of Oaxaca on April 13th. But investigators are far from discovering the origin of an outbreak that has spread throughout the world. I wonder why that is. So right now, I'm going to play this clip, and then we're going to come back. We're going to take your calls, 866-582-9933, of an Indonesian minister asking the question, was this made in a lab?
Kasabay sa pag-arangkada ng Chacha sa kamera, kabi-kabila rin ang pagbisita ng Pangulo sa mga proyektong pang-infrastruktura ng gobyerno.
It was on an American website. If you're watching PrisonPlanet.tv, I guess I'll just read the article for you. That's kind of ridiculous, but expected. You know, and what else is bizarre? Something else I haven't talked about is that we had vials of this stuff explode on a train. When a container holding swine flu exploded on a Swiss train on Monday, it could have led to a nightmare scenario. Luckily, the virus was not the mutated swine flu that has killed around 150 people. Still very odd. Very bizarre. So let me see this. Let me find this Indonesian prime minister story. Let's see. Cablevision. Vial of swine flu. Here we go. Let's see. It is Indonesian Health Minister Siti Fadali Sapari said Tuesday the deadly swine flu virus could have been man-made as she urged calm over its spread around the world. The controversial minister did not elaborate. But in the past, she has said Western governments could be making and spreading viruses in the developing world to boost pharmaceutical company profits. Really? Really? Pharmaceutical companies are looking to make profits? Well, I just happen to have this over here. And if you're over at the Infowarrior.com, I'm on my plane yesterday and I'm going through, what is this? I think this is Entertainment Weekly, a very lovely magazine. Remember the good people at Popular Mechanics' own James Meggs. He used to edit this one. I got my fingerprints all over it. It's greasy. And, you know, here it is. Oh, there's Hugh Jackman. Anyway, so I come to this full-page ad right here. Now, right at the top, it says, I'm taking an antidepressant, but I think I might need more help. Basically, this is an ad for a drug called Abilify. Abilify your life. Paul's laughing, but it's true. Abilify. And then I'm reading it, and it says approximately 2 out of 3 people being treated for depression still have depression symptoms. If an antidepressant alone isn't enough, talk to your doctor. Your options may include adding Abilify to the antidepressant you're already taking. Now this, they are marketing drugs to the drugged masses. Listen, these are the drugs that if you're already on, hey, why don't you load another one up for the cocktail? If you're on Lexapro, Zoloft, Prozac, Effexor XR or Paxil or Paxil CR, then please take another pill. So they're now marketing more psychotropic drugs to people who are on psychotropic drugs. Are you on pills and still not happy? Take another pill. That will make you kind of more happy, maybe. And maybe in a couple more months, we'll add a third pill, and it'll just be a delicious cocktail of bliss all day. What do you guys think out there? What is the ad on the back page? Oh, Angels and Demons. Oh, I wouldn't want anybody to think, look at Permis and his Vatican propaganda. There he is. You see, he acts like he's talking him Abilify, but there's Angels and Demons on the back. We know you, Permis. We know what you do. But I was really disgusted with this whole thing, Abilify. I mean, marketing drugs to the drugged masses. So it almost makes people who are not on psychotropic drugs, who are not on medication, feel like, why ain't I on? Look at all this great stuff people are on. And then, of course, there's that market out there that, you know, the people that abuse Adderall and just take it and, ugh, I don't know what's wrong with people. Folks, come on. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not saying don't step out and have a brouhaha once in a while or, you know, have a little bit more fun. Everything in moderation. You don't need to hook yourself on Lexapro only to hook yourself on Abilify. I mean, look at the woman out here too. It's like she's concerned that she's not happy enough. Yeah. Oh yeah. She's like, you know what? Maybe I'm not happy enough. I mean, these drugs, just more drugs, please. More drugs. So, gee, I wonder if this Indonesian prime minister might be right about boosting profits for pharmaceutical companies. See, it goes beyond that. And I wouldn't doubt that she's probably said that this was a eugenics program and it's also population control. But this is, what is this off of? ABS News? ABS-CBN News? And so, it seems like a mainstream news outlet. They might be holding back a little bit. But at least this Indonesian health minister is not holding back at all, calling it like she sees it. Again, folks, three different strains of flu in this quote-unquote swine flu. It's not really swine flu. It's swine flu, bird flu, and human flu. And then, of course, Baxter, just 2 months ago, gets caught putting 14 different countries the same strain of anti-bird flu vaccine that magically has two types of bird flu and a type of human flu in it. Three types. Three and three. I wonder combinations. If Abilify can help my Lexapro, perhaps the Baxter vaccination can help my swine flu. I mean, it's out of control. Out of control. And another thing that I found extremely out of control was the disgusting arrogance of this Times Online article. And this Times Online article is 9/11 conspiracy theories. The truth is out there, just not on the internet. You see, once it hits the internet, it's no longer true. It's like this punk on 9/11 telling me that FEMA only recorded 800 degree temperatures at ground zero. Doesn't matter if I have Pataki on camera, who was very close with the officials throughout the process, saying, oh, yeah, it's still steaming over there weeks later because there's temperatures of over 2,000 degrees underground. See, Pataki made that up or he was mistaken. See, they never get it right when it doesn't agree with the debunker's viewpoints. They never get it right then. Same with Giuliani. Giuliani said before the 9/11 commission, over 2,000 degree temperatures there. I post an article of the head of FEMA, in New York, James Baker Sky, talking about 2,700 degree temperatures at the World Trade Center. And I'm the liar. I'm Johnny McLyli, apparently, you know, according to the Times Online. Because in his new book, a Times commentator debunks the world's greatest conspiracy theories. Here he deconstructs those that followed 9/11 and the 7/7 bombings. I know I'm sounding like a half-retarded Casey Kasem, but I don't know what else to do. When I'm reading this this crap, the internet has created shadow armies whose size and power are unknowable. Cyberspace communities and semi-anonymous and occasionally self-invited individuals have grown up, some of them permitting contact between people who in previous times might have thought each other's interests impossibly exotic or even mad. See, right away, you're crazy! Thank God for the internet where crazy people can get together and be super crazy. Remember, folks, it's only true if it's not on the internet now, apparently. Once it's on the internet, it's no longer true. At the same time, the democratic quality of the net has permitted the release of a mass, undifferentiated information, some of it authoritative, some speculative, some absurd. But increasingly, material originating on the net has turned up in pop culture. A millennial version of the word-of-mouth route to popularity. The online encyclopedia Wikipedia has, at the time of writing, become the first resource for many students, despite the amusing randomness of its reliability. Now, again, Wikipedia is a tool just like anything else. It can be used for good or evil. You have to back up your sources. I tend to go to the bottom of the page, where the footnotes are, and you check the footnotes information. You don't just blurt out what's on Wikipedia. If it doesn't have a footnote, then you further check out the claim to make sure it's legitimate. But apparently on the internet, it doesn't matter. Nothing's legitimate. All right, we're going to go to Eric, Alex, Cliff, and more. On the other side, it's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Forces train in Florida. That's something we're going to be going over later, as well as this other article that's over at Prison Planet and InfoWars. Parents upset over FEMA coloring book. In it, of course, a depiction of the World Trade Center terror attacks. All the loving people at FEMA here to desensitize our children. All right, I said I'd go to your calls, and I do want to cover more in depth this 9/11 article, this conspiracy kook article out of the Times Online, but we'll do that later in the show. Let's jump to Eric in Pennsylvania. Eric, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. I think I picked a bad week to stop drinking. Bad year to stop drinking. Oh, boy. So, yeah, I want to talk about some solutions here. Your doctor that was on Alex Jones this morning, Dr. Rebecca Carley, she mentioned that you can vaporize colloidal silver and breathe it in through your lungs, and it'll actually coat your lungs, and it'll stop the infection from taking place, but it'll kill the virus in your lungs. I just wanted to expand on that and say that you should also spray it in your nose, too, because you breathe in through your nose, and it'll, you know, it'll breathe there. And also on the mask, like on the mask. So this way, you know, when you breathe it in, it'll kill the viruses and stuff in the mask, too, because that's very important.
You know, all those are really good things. The only thing that I would say is that you might even want to stay away from the mask. I really feel like the mask is feeding into the fear-mongering and the panic around the country, and especially in the city areas now where they're starting to hand them out at work and they're telling people to go home at the slightest sign of anything, and they're thinking about quarantining schools. I don't know if I would be, you know, you got the colloidal silver. I think breathing it in, drinking it up is okay. I don't think the mask is going to be necessary. Again, I really think that feeds into the hype of all this.
Yeah, and also, you know, it was like today I was outside. It was a beautiful day here in Pennsylvania. Of course, the skies were completely just, I mean, they're just completely filled with chemtrails. And I'm looking, I'm watching this one plane. It had four streams behind it. It's obviously spraying stuff. And I'm like thinking, like, that's like a big sneeze. You know, like, that's somebody with the bird flu sneezing on you.
That, you know what, that's one of those conspiracy theories, and that is a theory.
Oh, yeah, I heard it on the internet, so it must be just my opinion. I want to thank everybody out there for their hard work and dedication. I want to thank you and Alex and all your crew there, man. We really appreciate you a lot. We're going to keep fighting, man. We're not going to let you guys do it alone. So everybody out there, step it up. Thanks.
All right, thank you, Eric. I really appreciate the call. You know, I downloaded today's... or yesterday's Daily Show because of that caller where apparently they're making fun of our position on the bird flu, that it may be bioengineered. I do have it. I wasn't able to view it, so I don't know if we're actually going to play that on the show today. It would have to be in my little quick breaks to go see it and then find a way to burn it and then send it to Jumpin' Jaren over there and have him put it up on the screen for the kids. I don't know if it's all possible. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to... Alex in Connecticut. Alex, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. What's going on, man?
How you doing?
Good, good. Hey, listen, I just came home from rehearsal church here, and I guess one of the ladies was telling me, I guess, you know, because of this whole swine flu thing, they're closing down the schools.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Where you're in Connecticut? So they're going to close schools tomorrow because of the swine flu.
Yeah, it's right outside of Hartford in my town, and I went to the website, and I guess, can I say the town on air, or?
Sure.
Yeah, Weathersfield.
Okay.
Connecticut. And actually, Channel 3, Eyewitness News, I went to the website I'm actually looking at now. I guess if you go to the, just type in swine flu or go to the health, they're talking about, I guess they held a drill today.
Okay.
In Hartford. It says, as the number of swine flu cases rises to 50 in the United States, and the World Health Organization raises its pandemic alert level, health officials in Connecticut are preparing for a possible outbreak. And I guess the Capital Region Emergency Planning Committee planned to hold the drill at South Church. Schools and hospitals across the state have also been on alert. I guess, you know, and I was
Are going to be the community centers. I mean, obviously the hospitals are there, but when they're overrun, they'll have to use the schools and they'll use the churches. I mean, that's what they want. They want large masses of people to be in fear for their life. And they already passed, like I said, this is over at InfoWars. Right now, the FDA has approved emergency measure to carry out mass dosings of U.S. citizens with antiviral drugs in the event of a widespread swine flu pandemic. If they convince us all that this is legitimate and there's a chance for us to die, they are literally going to inoculate or drug millions of people. Don't take it. Don't drink the water. I thank you for the call. We're going to come back, take more calls. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com.
You're You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
Multifaceted attack concerning this swine flu. It's a psyop on one end. Let's see how many people will rush to the hospital. Let's see how many people will wear paper masks. Let's see how many people will hold themselves up in their basements. Let me see how many people will agree to close down school districts, to not show up to work. And then it's, oh, why don't we have to loan out some more world currency to other big nations out there after we blow out the peso. That's right, Mexico. Take $47 billion in special drawing rights units, SDR units, the new global currency. Do you understand it happened? It's real. It's not something I'm just talking about or it's coming. It's here. It's here. And then, you know, if all goes well for them, we will massively just line up and just be like, oh, just give it to me. I can't wait. I'll take it. Oh, that's not going to be me. All right. I want to shift gears for a second. Then we're going to go to, I believe it's Cliff, Matt, and more. But I want to play this video, Parents Upset Over FEMA Coloring Book. I'm not sure how long it is. It's over at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And we're going to just post it up right now. We got it, Jaron?
severe weather, and flooding. All disasters that can have an impact on a family, especially children. All of these disasters were featured in a coloring book on the Federal Emergency Management Agency's website, designed to help children cope with disasters. But one page has parents taking the colors away.
They like to color happy pictures, not pictures like that. So I don't think I would like to give my child that kind of pictures to color.
The picture she's talking about is an illustration of the World Trade Center towers in New York. One of the towers has smoke coming out of it while a plane looks to be headed towards the other. I spoke with one parent from New York.
When it happened, I was right there. I could see it from my house.
She says she thinks the picture might actually scare a child, since most might not understand the horror of 9/11.
Oh, you think?
I think there could be better solutions for a small child that's coloring. How would they color that? Yeah. To be, you know, to be perfectly honest, that's not something that I would put in a coloring book for a little one.
She says if you feel like your kids need to know about what happened, the best way she can think of is how she handled it when 9/11 happened right in her backyard.
To talk to them. That's the best way, to talk to them.
Just recently, the National FEMA website took the coloring book down. Now, they do still have a few up on their website. These just don't have anything with 9/11 in them. I spoke with FEMA officials today, and this is the statement they released. We removed the content from our website after reviewing www.fema.gov/kids for appropriate material. FEMA for Kids assists children in understanding disasters, and we will continue to post appropriate material that supports its mission. FEMA
right,
for Kids
enough.
Not only...
That's enough of that. We'll just tell the kids and we'll help them out. We're all good. FEMA is your friend, children. FEMA, come to the camps. It'll be just... It's like they're advertising this to children like, eh, come to the FEMA. FEMA's good. It's like a water park or Disneyland. Meanwhile, here's a coloring book with a bunch of mass death in it. What do you think? Huh? It's not just tornadoes, hurricanes, and earthquakes anymore, children. No, it's 9/11. Oh, but apparently that can't be real because it was on the internet. And everything on the internet's a conspiracy theory, according to the Times Online. All right, being a little bit facetious there. But let's jump to some more callers. Let's go to Cliff in Colorado. Cliff, you're on the line.
That's a good story. That's a good story from Indonesia.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy, right? Well, that woman seems to be in the know. At least she's talking about the pharmaceutical profits. It's obviously a little bit more than that, but she's very suspect of this bird flu and has every right to be.
Yeah, I also liked Eric's call, and I heard a caller on or guest on Alex call it the WHO flu. That's an appropriate acronym, the World Health Organization.
Yeah.
The same ones who dispense the smallpox AIDS vaccines in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, now they've hired Baxter. And we've been wondering where all those contaminated flu vaccines went.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in a few weeks they're going to come out with these vaccinations. Oh, we've been working real hard, and here we got them for you. And there's a distinct possibility that they could be those contaminated vaccinations.
Or it could just be the same batch of vaccinations that they didn't ship out. In other words, it could be that same contaminated vaccinations, not necessarily the ones they shipped out to everybody, but the same exact batch. You know,
good point.
Yeah, you know, it is very suspect to me that I feel like they wouldn't have said anything but bird flu if that story didn't go big 2 months ago about them contaminating bird flu vaccinations with the bird flu. I think that's why they had to call it swine flu, because remember, this really isn't just swine flu. It's bird flu, swine flu, and it's a human flu. So it has that three combination. It's the WHO flu, maybe.
It's the WHO flu. Hey, and the chemtrails, they're a big component of this. At the very least, they compromise our immune and respiratory systems. And are you familiar with the wine or grape juice test?
No.
Okay, to show what we are breathing in, what's in our bodies, take about a half an ounce of wine or organic grape juice, purple juice, red wine, swish it around in your mouth for 45 minutes. Not 45 minutes, 45 seconds to a minute. Spit it out into a white porcelain sink or onto a white porcelain plate, And it'll blow your mind, man. There'll be all these little fibers that look like pieces of a spider web.
Oh, that's delicious, and thank you for the call, Cliff. Very, very
sorry about that, man.
Very upbeat call right there. Look at the disgusting things that come out of your body. I don't doubt it. I hack stuff up after, you know, just breathing in a little. And I used to work on a barbecue pit where you're just like inhaling coal all day. And then by the end of the day, you know, I get to blow my nose and there's a bunch of black stuff and I'm hacking up black stuff for days. It's delicious. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Matt in Missouri. Matt, you're on the line.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I got an article for you here. I can kind of tie this in with 9/11, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going back to Bloomberg on February 10th.
Okay.
And you remember when on 9/11 how there was people that were told not to fly on that day and
sure.
not to be in the building on that day? Well, this kind of ties into that with this flu deal.
Okay.
And this is Bloomberg News, February 10th. And you can do a search for this, but it's the headline is Panasonic sends workers' families home on flu risk. And it says Panasonic Corporation has instructed Japanese workers assigned to parts of Asia, Africa, Eastern Europe, and South America to send family members back to Japan because of the risk of outbreaks of new influenza strains. The Osaka-based electronics maker has asked workers' families to return home by the end of September. I don't know if that had anything to do with this, but it sounds kind of strange.
And when did they put this out? They put this in the beginning of February, huh? Well, you know
yeah.
what? That would coincide with Baxter releasing their flu vaccination 2 weeks later. That's when they got caught. Bloomberg article February 24th is the first one to expose, at least in this country, and really the only article to expose in this country, that Baxter sent out those tainted vaccines with bird flu virus in them. And remember, it was three types of viruses, two bird flu, one other. So that's a distinct possibility. That's something to keep an eye on. Panasonic sends workers home is the headline you said?
Yeah, Panasonic sends workers' families home on flu risk.
Families' homes on flu risk. All right, I'm going to check that article out. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to, Joe in New Mexico. Joe, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Good.
You know, I'm not to correct you or anything on the little details, but the CDC, I was digging around their site, and they're actually calling it four strains.
Oh, really?
In three countries, and what it is two of the strains are probably swine, and one from Europe and one from Asia, and then the avian and the human are both from North America.
So you're telling me there's two separate swine flus, but that's odd because they're saying that the swine flu, you're saying...
No, it's the same. If they say it's the same one, yeah, right, two separate
Yeah, two separate swine flu, one avian, one human. But what's weird about that is you just told me that the two swine flu, neither would have originated in Mexico, right? You said Asia and what else?
That's what the site says. But then some of the reports that are quoting the site actually say that it's two human that are coming from Europe and Asia. But the actual site, when you dig around some of the reports that they did...
But Europe and Asia, I don't understand how that could even be possible. Remember, this is supposed to be coming out of Mexico. So how does the swine flu virus that's broken
exactly.
out, and then all of a sudden it's, yeah, Europe and Asia. This
right.
is this is off the CDC's website?
Yeah, you got to dig around it. I put a bunch of links up on my site. And I can MySpace that to you.
Please do.
But then it kind of coincides with the Baxter deal. But think about this and what Alex has been talking about and you as well, that how they operate is the real virus comes when the inoculations are done.
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't they? They've already put us underneath this public emergency health, which gives executive powers. That's where we're at right now. If he wants to enact martial law, he has that ability. We've got the 3rd Infantry that's dedicated to the interior, and then they've got this deal coming up. That top-off deal coming up, why wouldn't they just coordinate when they have the infrastructure and all the pieces in place? When is that? The end of June, beginning
Actually,
of July?
Actually, I believe it's the end of July into the beginning of August. I want to say July 27th
to
August 1st.
And the reason why I say that is because I was watching Lou Dobbs, and he had one of those generic CNN reports on. The gal said, my sources are telling me that this will probably die off and resurface after the summer.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's so an interesting thing. Let's see. Yeah. I think we might be seeing just a psychological operation again to see how many people panic, how many people, you know, wear the masks, how many people are willing to take the vaccinations now, and then maybe they step their game up with a different type of flu pandemic, or maybe this one is it. I'm not sure. You had another point?
Quick question, just if you guys have a resource for how should people handle themselves if there is martial law or when there is martial law. Does Alex have a video resource, or do you, Jason?
Not a video resource off the bat, but I'll tell you this. Don't jump in the camp. Don't get into the car. That's what your Second Amendment's for, man.
Don't take the inoculation.
Don't take the inoculation. Try to get a hold of your neighbors and communities, and don't go, you know, if they want you in a school or they say this is a safe zone, it's probably not safe, you know. I don't trust your government. That's dissent,
and try to resort to violence.
I'm not looking to resort to violence unless violence comes upon me. That's what this, again, you have the right to defend yourself. You know, that's all I'm going to say.
Sure.
And, you do not have the right to be rounded up into a FEMA camp, whether they want to quarantine you or not. All right. I thank you for the call, sir. Let's go to, who are we on? Are we on Joe in New Mexico or Kyle in Washington's next? All right. Kyle, you're on the line.
What's up, Jace?
How you doing?
Hey, I want to talk about this swine flu, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird that these samples of swine flu just happened to disappear days before this the outbreak happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, now we wonder what those coffins are for now, you know. Now it's all making sense.
Well, you know, we had that guy, somebody did a debunking video on those supposed plastic coffins, and supposedly they're just coffin liners, and
lying around there for no reason, right?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I think it's more than suspicious that they have these massive coffins that they're sending out these things to cemeteries across the country, and especially in New York State. We had the document in 2007 asking them if they have room for 950 bodies per acre.
Wanted to add too that did you hear about David Kellerman, that he hung himself in his house?
Now, is that one of those bioengineers or microbiologists?
A CFR for Freddie Mac?
No, I had no idea. Wait, that's the guy that was found in the basement and the call came in at 4:45?
Yeah,
I know that was very suspicious.
You remember Ken Lay? Like, he allegedly killed himself too. We all know he's not dead.
Well,
he
apparently had a heart attack. But I will say this about Ken Lay: even the New York Post, which is just a rag, I hate the New York Post, ran the cover story, check for the body, and showed Ken Lay's coffin. So that is a good question. What happened there, Kyle? I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Reese in Texas. Reese, you're on the line.
Thanks, bud. Mm-hmm. Hey, I've been on the Alex Jones show a couple times, and I told him that I live less than 2 miles away from the school that's infected here in Schertz.
Okay.
Or Cibolo here in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And as of yesterday, the San Antonio News is reporting there's been 12 people supposedly infected with this around my area.
Mm-hmm.
And my main question for you, because I couldn't get clarity on this on the internet, on the forums, was the World Health Organization apparently has us at a level 4.
5.
Right?
We're at pandemic level 5 right now.
Okay, we are at 5.
Yes, right now. To raise swine flu level to alert 5? This is PressTV.ir. This is Tuesday, April 28th. I think that this was mid-afternoon, maybe right after the Alex Jones show, that Rob Dew came in here and gave this to me. Considering the rapidly increasing number of confirmed swine flu cases, WHO officials have decided to raise the pandemic alert level to phase 5. Swine influenza, caused by type A influenza, regularly leads to influenza outbreaks among pigs. The virus does not normally infect humans. The alert level was increased to 4 on Monday, and WHO officials now say they will be forced to declare a phase 5 alert soon. So I guess if they haven't declared it yet, they're planning on declaring it, and it's in the mainstream press overseas.
Okay, so, obviously I'm concerned because we're basically at ground zero. So,
Well, man, like I said, I would not take any kind of drug. That, listen, they're about to, like I said, Obama just got $1.5 billion for whatever program they're coming up with to try to stop this pandemic. And again, if it's a massive, oh, everybody come down to the community center, we'll just give everybody some pills, or, oh, it'll be a little drink, or just a little shot, you know. No, we need to do this to keep everybody safe. Don't take it. Just don't go.
What I'm really worried about, though, is level five. What does that mean? Does that mean that they're going to come by my house and they're going to?
I don't know if that means they can. I sure hope not. Again, the FDA just gave this broad ruling that they could take quote unquote extreme measures. But again, whether there's a law or a regulation or a presidential order, we have the Constitution and Bill of Rights, and this is outside of the Constitution and Bill of Rights. They cannot deprive you of the pursuit. The right to, you know, health and happiness. The pursuit of happiness. And they're going to come inject me with what could be a deadly virus? No, thank you, sir. I thank you for the call. We're going to come back. We're going to take more calls. The call line is 866-582-9933. I'm Jason Burmis. This is The Info Warrior. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is not contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
I'll save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire.
Sealed and signed to deliver federal express on your mother's door.
I'm back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Before I keep going to your calls, I really want to make the point about this article that, and the article I'm talking about is this 9/11 conspiracy theories. The truth is out there, just not on the internet. That it doesn't want to take on the hardcore issues. When it does, it creates straw men and acts like there's no opposition, or the opposition is openly false and admittedly false, and we said we made it all up. Dozens, perhaps hundreds, of English language websites have sprung up specifically devoted to proselytizing for the 9/11 truth movement. Dozens. There were dozens in the first week. There were hundreds in the first year. There are hundreds of thousands of websites that are dedicated, at least in part, to 9/11 truth, somewhere on there, in their sections. In addition, many independent or alternative media sites routinely replicate 9/11 conspiracy material uncritically. And many of these sites link to or cite each other. Sites endorsing 9/11 conspiracy theories and those subscribing to them in passing far outnumber sites devoted to debunking or refuting such theories. Yeah, because you only have two or three sites. And they do a piss poor job. Do you think the author of this, who is it? David Aronovich would ever debate me? No. I would own his ass. I mean, severely own it. I would have him stammering and stammering and guffawing and being like, oh, yes, you're a Holocaust denier, Jason. Oh, I'm supposed that's the Plutonians talking from the planet Neptar, right? You obviously believe in little green men. The construction and circulation of audio and visual material devoted to 9/11 revisionism is easy on the internet. See, it's so easy to put these movies together. I don't have to dedicate months and years of my life to research and then actually put it together. I don't have to write or direct it or get an editor or, you know, edit most of it myself and pick through the articles. I don't have to do any of that. Cheap movies, often made using material not cleared for copyright. Oh, they're copyright infringers, which is untrue. This is the news. They present this to us as reality. Do you understand? This is part of the public record. That's why we have a thing called fair use. Nobody's posting other people's material. I don't post other people's pictures, you know, or their artwork, or their, you know, intelligent, I guess, copyright property, or their intellectual property. I'm sorry. I stammered for a second there. I don't do that. I grab what they say is reality, the news. And then I go out and do real interviews with real experts, and I put it together in a comprehensive fashion with other news articles that, again, are supposed to be part of the official record of events. And I disprove the ludicrous notion that 19 guys with box cutters under the direction of Osama bin Laden in a cave carried out 9/11. And they just continue to lie and spew hate. We're going to continue to go to this article. We're going to go to your calls as well. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Remember, check out the blog, folks. The blog is where it's at. It's happening. Drugging the Drugged Masses is the headline right now. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633 Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders sling test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barred curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the media these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
And we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis on this Tuesday, April 28th, 2009. I'm going to come back to your calls on the other side of this segment. We're going to go to Mark, Bobby, Scott, Dimitri, and others. The call line is 866-582-9933. But I want to keep going through this article, at least through this segment. Cheap movies often made using material not cleared for copyright. Remember, it's fair use when we use a news clip. Again, they present this to us as our reality. It's not like this is some put-together fake reality show, or it's a cartoon, or, you know, a nighttime talk show, or Seinfeld. It's none of those things. It's supposed to be the nightly news. It's supposed to be the information that we get. It's supposed to be fair use. That's why we put fair use down, so everybody could have open source information, as much information as possible, so they could make better decisions, so they could take part in their country's politics. Huh? What do you think? Novel idea. Novel idea indeed. Made and narrated by non-professional filmmakers have been posted on Google Video. Jason Burmis is a non-professional filmmaker. Alex Jones is a non-professional filmmaker. He shouldn't be allowed to post on the internet. Or obviously it's untrue. Yeah, since we're not owned by the corporations, since we're not lobbyists, since we're not big business, our opinions are no longer legitimate. And please stay away from these movies that are on Google Video and voiced very poorly and put together with infringed copyright material. Ooh. Ooh. Let's see. YouTube and other sites specialize in moving pictures. Invariably, such items make the same claims to accuracy and balance as do mainstream TV programs, but have been concocted with the smallest fraction of resource and research, though not little ingenuity. So, you know, they're saying, oh, they're using a lot of ingenuity to lie to you. They don't do any research. Again, I didn't spend thousands of hours watching newscasts from 9/11 itself in the following days. I didn't spend thousands of hours going through actual Newsday articles stacked like this after 9/11. I didn't do that. I didn't watch dozens of videos from Nova and MSNBC and the Discovery Channel and the History Channel all about this event. I never did that. I didn't watch all the C-SPAN footage from the 9/11 commission hearings or the congressional investigation or the initial NIST investigation. I did none of that, I guess. I guess I just magically waved my fingers and it all cut itself up and put it into a comprehensive timeline that was Loose Change, Final Cut, and Fabled Enemies. I didn't do any of that. I did very little research, according to this guy. What a jackass. A Scripps Howard poll of July 2006, which measured belief in Kennedy conspiracy at 40%, had 36% of respondents suspecting government participation of some kind in the attacks, with just over 1 in 6 believing that explosives had been used to bring down the Twin Towers. A summary of what made it happen on purpose, 9/11 truth activists is likely to believe, goes something like this. See, here it comes. Here it comes. Certain forces in the Bush administration wanted a pretext to use overwhelming military force in the Caspian area and the Middle East. Well, it's not just the Bush administration, it's the elites in general. Yeah, does Dick Cheney want to go in there? You bet. Did John Rumsfeld want to go in there? You bet. They openly talked about it. They wrote about it. Rebuilding America's Defenses, Project for a New American Century. See, that document, though, they posted it on the internet, so it can't be real. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes. We're going to come back, take your calls. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard? Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard? Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard? Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so
hard? We are back. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, and I could rant about this conspiracy theories, the truth is out there, just not on the internet article all evening, and I just might, but I'm going to take a break for now and jump to some phone calls. Let's go to Mark in Maryland. You're on the air.
Hey, Jason. Thanks. This is Mark in Maryland. You know, home up here, the Queen of Maryland. Remember me?
You call in before. You've called in before, correct?
Several times.
Yes, sir.
Great show. You can rant all you want. I love it.
It just upsets me. I mean, these guys, they act like, oh, they don't do any research, and everything they do is poor, and if it's on the internet, it can't be true. I mean, It's disgusting. And they'll never admit they're wrong. Ever. Ever. No matter what evidence they're confronted with, we're the kooks.
I know it. You know, I recorded a part of the Coast to Coast show last night, which was great. George Norrie and Alex Jones is on there, and they were covering this flu thing. And because it wasn't the Alex Jones show, I had a certain circle of hard-headed friends, and I played a portion of it to them, and they listened to a little bit of it. But the bottom line is, it's not true. It's not true. And the only reason why it's not true for these people is because they don't want to believe it. And that's where it comes down to. They don't want to believe it. And, I wanted to call several times and talk to Alex, but don't want to depress the guy. I really don't want to depress you either, but I'm going to tell you something.
Okay.
We have lost. You knew when I called in about commenting on that 1971 video audio from the guy that said everything was going to happen back in 1971?
Yeah.
Okay. They knew what was going to happen back in 71. Lots of organizations have tried to fight this. Everybody has been infiltrated. You know, the CIA's all over it. We've lost. Now, if you want my vote for a name for this virus, we should call it the NWO virus. And it is first blood.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely first blood. And, the depressing thing for your show and Alex is this. The people who are listening to you right now are the same people that will be listening to you and probably the only people that will be listening to you a year from now.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to wake people up that don't care. They're frogs sitting and boiling in a pond. And half of your listeners or the religious type that are thinking, just tell me when the end's going to come. I'm waiting for the end time.
Well, I agree with you there, with the people that are just sitting there and saying, oh, I'm going to be raptured, whatever, I'm not going to really do anything. But I'll say this, am I preaching to the choir? Sure, at times, but just this week alone, well, compared to last week I had went up exponentially in listeners by over 1,000. I think my best show, at least internet-wise, before last week was around 3,800 or something like that. Last week I hit 4,600, and lo and behold, today I started at 5,600, and I think I'm still over 5,000 as we speak in internet listeners. So, I've only been doing the show for 2 months, and I'm bringing more people in. Alex, and internet listeners, it ranges, but let's just say it's almost doubled, and it is tripled since I came in and started subbing for him over the summer. So, I hope you're wrong, Mark. I really do, and I'm going to just keep pushing on, and I know that you're listening.
I really hope you do, because I tell you, that's good news that you're growing,
mm-hmm.
and it really is. But like I say, we have lost, and they're drawing first blood right now. And, Alex and you guys say, I think you're going to get killed when you say, tell people not to submit, not to go. You have constitutional laws, because you just told us we're in level 5 now. Do you know what level 5? Most people don't know what that means. That means that under Presidential Directive 51, that we are now under a full state of some sort of secret plan, an emergency plan, that throws out the Constitution, completely throws it out. There is no more Constitution under this level 5 alert.
Well, there's, it goes to level 6 now. They did change it to that. I'm not sure if level 5. Well, there's a level 6, but we're not at level 6 yet. They've just put us at level 5. We're officially at level 5. They're bringing up the website. We're going to bring the website up for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers right now. I thank you for the call, Mark. I hope we can get a little more heads up. I hope that I don't get killed. But I'm not going to tell people to just, bow down and get rounded up like cattle. Rounded up by a dog, basically, with a gun, with some beast saying, get on the train, son, or get in that building, take the inoculum. I'm not doing it. That is where you got to say, no, I got my Constitution and Bill of Rights. I don't care if you're calling national security. I don't care that you're declaring a pandemic or martial law. I ain't falling for it. This ain't anthrax all over again, buddy. Not going to do it. Not taking your vaccination. All right, let's go to Bobby Joe in West Virginia. Bobby Joe, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, hi. I am so glad I finally got through to you. I just love to listen to you, and I thank you so much for all you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
My husband and I, we have a large farm, and we own an entire mountain here, and we've had it for generations in the family since the Mayflower. And today in the mail, we got a big booklet from the Department of Agriculture, and it is so nosy, and they want us to fill out this survey, and we don't know what to do with it, and it's got the strangest questions in here about if we were considered to be leaders in the community, would we support, like, giving away our food to other neighbors, how many pigs we had, and the swine flu thing, I don't think it has anything to do with pork. Now, we just finished a wonderful pork chop supper.
Well, again, the swine flu, they haven't found a pig with it. You know, they're saying Mexico, but they haven't found it in Mexico. And this survey...
Right. And we've got two pigs, and they're clean, and Wilbur and Arnold, and they're our pets. We're not going to eat those, you know. But you have to be clean when you keep a farm. But I don't think a lot of people realize that if you cook up pork good, it's pretty good. Now, there's people out there that are vegetarians, and that's fine. But we're not. We like meat and potatoes. But anyway, back on to this. We don't know what to do with this because it's just right down nosy. And they want to know, and when here it says, that all our answers are confidential, but it says we will only report summaries of our findings. It's like doublespeak, isn't it?
Yeah, that is doublespeak, and I would be very hesitant to fill that out, even if they say it's mandatory. If you could scan it in or fax it to us at the Alex Jones Show, I would definitely take a look at it. And what it sounds to me, and I thank you for the call, I don't know if you watched Jericho at all, but Jericho was this story about the aftermath of a nuclear war, and when they send you things like this and say, hey, are you a leader in the community? How much land do you have? Would you be willing to give food to everybody? What they did in Jericho is the local farmer over there, he thought he owned his land, he thought he owned his crops, but no, the government comes in and says, no, mine, emergency for the greater good. And then they take your food and they redistribute it amongst everybody else. It's no longer yours. So there's no free trade system. You can't necessarily survive off it and support your friends, your family that are around. No, it just goes to everybody. It's about community living. It's about taking away individuals' rights. And, you know, to me, that's what that seems like, Bobby Joe. I could be wrong. I wouldn't fill it out. You know, please, if you have a link or something like that, send it to Aaron at Infowars.com or Rob D at Infowars.com. All right, let's jump to Scott in Illinois. Scott, you're on the air.
Hey, good, Jason. Great show so far. I try to listen all I can.
Thank you, sir.
I'm thinking Alex is exactly right, like he was saying this afternoon on his show, that this is the actual balloon. Because, I mean, once you start shutting down schools, now all them kids that are infected are now going to have to be home. So that means their parents aren't going to be able to work. And that just leads to a worse economy, with the economy already crashing.
Mm-hmm.
Now anything like this, they're shutting down multiple schools. Each school you shut down, that's got to cost the economy a couple of $1 million per school.
Yeah, no, it's craziness. And now with this level 5, and again, they've raised it to level 6, is the full-blown pandemic. But let me read you what level 5, according to the World Health Organization, means. While most countries will not be affected at this stage, the declaration of phase 5 is a strong signal that a pandemic is imminent, and that the time to finalize the organization, communication, and implementation of planned mitigation measures is short. So it is a rush to get us, the populace, to take these antiviral drugs or these vaccinations that they have waiting in the wings.
Oh, yeah. My dad's finally right along with me, and he's not taking any vaccines at all. Take your vaccine in my dead body.
Yeah,
I'm not
that.
Taking it.
No, it's definitely. Listen, we got to stand up, and this has to be enough, and I really hope. The problem is that the soccer moms out there getting an emotional tear, and they're like, oh, my God, my baby. And they really think that they're protecting their kids. They're the kind of people that bring their kids to the doctor 3 times a month, you know, at the drop of any kind of sign of a cough or, you know, oh, are you under the weather? These hypochondriac type people. And
oh, yeah, they'll be in there taking their flu shot in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah, we're gonna modify this flu virus, and it'll work for this flu.
Mm-hmm.
And all it'll be is N5N1, and like that guy said, that'll be the trigger to lock onto this virus and make it a whole lot more deadly.
It does seem that way. I mean, I don't know that for sure, but that does seem like a plausible scenario. I thank you for the call, Scott. All right, let's jump to Dimitri in New Jersey. Dimitri, you're on the line.
Hi,
yes, sir.
I want to make 2 points. First is actually disagree with you regarding wearing a protective mask, and let me explain why.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand where you're coming from as far as not playing into the hype, and I'm with you all the way regarding using vaccinations and mass druggings. Mm-hmm. But I think we have to be very careful with these new bioweapons that are genetically engineered, as they're invisible, odorless, tasteless, and very effective silent killers. This is probably the new tool in their arsenal that they'll be using now and in the future for terror, most likely, because it's a lot less messy. And in the end, you can just blame the whole thing on nature and totally wash your hands clean of it while making crap load of money from people that do take the drugs and vaccines.
That's true. Hold on. And the states that sponsor them. Remember, $47 billion in SDR units for Mexico. Remember, they're taking the global currency to stop the swine flu. And Obama's going to have $1.5 billion. We'll be back after this with Dimitri and others. It's the Info Warrior.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Well, come on, all of you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for?
five, six, seven. Open up pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why we're all gonna die.
All right, come on, we are back. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. We're taking your calls. It's 866-582-9933. Let's jump back to Dimitri. Dimitri, you had another point?
Yeah, thank you, Jason. The last point I wanted to make is I did some research and found out that those surgical masks you see them giving to people at checkpoints at the airports only protect against particles that are 3 microns thick or larger, and they're not airtight. Now, the influenza virus is actually up to 30 times smaller than that. It's only 0.08 to 0.13 microns in size, and we'll have no problem going through a regular mask or a respirator.
Mm-hmm. So, well, then why do you disagree with me? You know, the point you made before is that we have to be very careful, but if these things are useless anyway and really don't protect us from this so-called virus, then why do you disagree that it's fear-mongering and it feeds into it? See, that's my point. These things really aren't going to protect you in any way, shape, or form. So why wear them anyway? You know, that is kind of the point. You see where I'm coming from?
I see where you're coming from, but what I was going to say was I'm actually going to tell people which one to get. There's actually ones out there that do protect against these things. It's a Triosyn brand, the model T5000, which is actually a disposable respirator that's airtight and has multiple layers of protection, including a microbial layer, which stops 100% of all airborne viruses. It was specifically tested against influenza and performed flawlessly.
All right, Dimitri, the T5000. It sounds like something out of the Terminator, but apparently it is a mask that will actually protect you from influenza and other small viruses and bacteria. All right, thank you for the call, my man. Let's jump to Mike in California. Mike, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Hey, so I was watching, we watched 30 Rock. It's one of the only shows I watched, but recently when I saw that Hulu commercial during the Super Bowl with the, Alec Baldwin. That was a creepy commercial, you know, the sucking the brain out and all that.
And now there's a follow-up commercial starring Seth MacFarlane, the creator of Family Guy, in a similar type deal where, you know, everybody's brain dead and we're evil aliens here to take over the world.
Right. Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet, but I'm sure it'll pop up soon. But so I was always leery of that show ever since then. And then about a month ago, they had an episode where it was like a psyop where everyone, they were getting the flu and everyone wanted to take the vaccine, but only the executives were given the vaccine. And there's this whole episode about how they, you know, were kind of fighting over it, and everyone who didn't get it got sick. Mm-hmm. And so that was an interesting one. But then this last week, I encourage everyone to watch it. At the very end, the kid Kenneth gets, he dies for 5 minutes because he's allergic to strawberries. But at the very end of the show, the girl's asking him, well, what happened? She goes, well, I died for 5 minutes. And he goes, but the weird thing is, I think I brought something back with me. And she kind of turned her head and went, what? And walked away. And then he breathes out of, a frozen breath, and then he chills, you know, like he's got a really, like he's catching the flu. And it gave me the chills when I saw that. We were watching it last night on the DVR, and I told my wife, I said, what, did you see that? And she was like, yeah, that was weird.
That is bizarre. You know, that's the show I really don't watch, but at the same time, after that Hulu commercial, and I'm not a huge fan of Tracy Morgan and Tina Fey anyway, but definitely was something worth looking into. I'm going to look for that episode of the flu psyop.
Yeah.
I thank you for the call, Mike. That's very interesting stuff. And, you know, they do put this stuff out there. I mean, look, folks, you know, I'm not going to get into, you know, people calling, the Jews run Hollywood. They run the media, Jason. That's not true. But what is true is that the CIA put Jack Valente, you know, this total intelligence officer, into the head of the Motion Pictures Association of America in Hollywood. So if you don't think intelligence helps run, you know, Hollywood and the entertainment industry, you're out of your mind. Just check out Jack Valente. I mean, there's actually a film out there called This Film Is Not Yet Rated, where they go into it really slightly and his rise to the head of the Motion Picture Association of America. But CIA spook, Jack Valente, heads up the Motion Picture Association of America. No, there could be no influence in Hollywood from the government. You know, Jerry Bruckheimer only has, you know, F-16s whizzing around everywhere, and they love him. Puts out big propaganda films like Armageddon. I'm going to come back. We're going to go to AJ, Willow, Mark, Angela, and others, and I'm going to cover more of this 9/11 conspiracy theories, the truth is out there article. Remember, the bird flu is bringing us a bunch of great stuff. More global currencies, pandemic alerts, and an FDA that says, hey, we'll do what we want. We're coming back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit gardeninacan.com today. That's gardeninacan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what it's costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through. But it's the rebel arm. Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made get switchblades in every arm. And this way we ex-nay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fakes lay like hidden bombs. We march in unison. The soul is true within eternal missions with just a lifetime to do it in.
All right, we are back. And we're going to go back to your calls in just a moment. But first, I want to continue to just rip through this 9/11 conspiracy theories, the truth is out there article, but not on the internet. Remember, the internet is the place where all disinformation lies, and these wacky conspiracy theorists join together to bring us lies and disinformation through poor research. Yeah, right. Let's see what we got here. Where'd we leave off? A summary of what made it happen on purpose. 9/11 truth activists is likely to believe goes something like this. Certain forces in the Bush administration wanted a pretext to use overwhelming military force in the Caspian area and the Middle East, which they did. Again, PNAC documents, rebuilding America's defenses, it's all there. It's all openly admitted. either to produce or to procure oil supplies, which they did, to weaken opposition to Israel, or both. It's actually to build a Eurasian Union, okay, and to further globalize the entire planet for a new world order. Accordingly, they or their agents organized a false flag operation which would accomplish what Pearl Harbor was supposed to have accomplished for the Rooseveltian War Party in 1941. Actually, no. It is a Pearl Harbor-like event only because that is what the mainstream media talked about in the wake of 9/11 and what these same people I'm talking about, the Project for a New American Century, discussed in their Rebuilding America's Defenses document, where they said they needed a new Pearl Harbor so that they could do all these crazy things in the Middle East. So, again, building false straw men, you know, using the terminology to confuse you if someone ever does approach you and start talking about this kind of thing. Causing a large number of Americans to die on territory of the United States itself, with the blame wrongly being put on Islamist extremists. Correct. That is correct. The plot they devised involved three airliners being flown into the World Trade Center's main towers and possibly a Washington target. There were either no hijackers, or the ones on board were patsies, and two of the planes were guided remotely into the World Trade Center. What brought the towers down, however, was a controlled demolition, which it was. All the science proves it. Again, they won't acknowledge the fact that we've got FEMA talking about 2,700 degree temperatures, which are completely and totally impossible from a jet fuel fire. Let's not discuss the science. Let's not. Using explosives planted there at some earlier time. The same devices also brought down structure called World Trade Center Building 7, though no plane flew into that building. Correct. No plane did fall into the building. And the buildings didn't fall on top of World Trade Center 7. And it was the only building on that block to fall completely down into itself and not damage any other buildings. So yes, that was also brought down by controlled demolition. Welcome to a little place called reality. See, that reality is on the internet. And that reality is very uncomfortable for people. So jerks like this don't challenge the information with any thought. They just say, impossible! The government loves me! Impossible. The Pentagon was not hit by an airliner, but by a guided missile. And again, you know, who says that? I mean, was it a missile? Was it not a missile? Listen, I don't think it was Flight 77, whatever it was. The fourth airliner, United 93, possibly heading for the Capitol, was either shot down because the passengers threatened to land it successfully, thus exposing the plot, or else it was never found. Well, again, you have that long debris field. They really didn't find the plane. I mean, they showed four pictures of fuselage. Four, after 4.5 years. That's it. And it's an open field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where there are no engines. Where there is no plane, no tail section, no wings, nothing. Nothing. But again, I'm just supposed to be a dumbed down, fluoride addicted moron who might be depressed and on Lexapro, so now maybe I'll take some Abilify. That's what they're talking to you like. The dumbed down masses that we've become. I'm going to finish up this paragraph and go back to calls. Let's see. Various ruses, including faked mobile phone calls and fraudulent claims of such calls, were used to disguise the true nature of the crime. You know, again, cell phone calls don't work at 30,000 feet. That's the bottom line. You know, the main person on Flight 93 that we're supposedly, you know, listening to these phone calls from comes from Todd Beamer, who didn't even talk to his wife. Yet his wife writes a huge book, makes millions on it, and let's roll! Let's roll is the cry. Let's roll, America! Let's roll into Iraq! Let's roll into Afghanistan! Let's roll! Woo! Yet for some reason, the operator says to Todd Beamer, no, you want me to patch through to your wife? No, thanks! You know I'm going to die, but I don't want to talk to my wife. Tell her I love her. Thank you. I wonder why I'm suspect of that. You know, God forbid I ask that question. Where the whole President Bush up there, let's roll, America, let's roll. Heroes on a plane, let's roll for them. Give me a break. All right, done with the article for now. We're going to put it off to the side. I guess we got another hour and 20 minutes to rant about it. I'm only on the first page. This is a four-pager. Let's jump to AJ in Georgia. AJ, you're on the line.
Thank you, sir. Hey, Mr.
You got
Jason.
It. Mm-hmm.
I've got my Abilify, and it is just not working. But anyhow, that is insane. And on another topic as well, what you're talking about here, how do we build your credentials up? Is there like a certification that you can get to where you guys are incorporated media type thing? But you guys,
I guess that if we're on the internet at all, we must be wrong. So we would have to be printing a mainstream newspaper that was owned by a large corporation to have any credence or credibility whatsoever, according to this person.
Well, I don't buy that for a second. If you want to talk Hollywood, we've got the movie Outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
They handled that one pretty well. And we've also got, have you ever watched The Children of Men?
Oh, Children of Men is like the most awesome movie ever. If people out there have not seen that, tell people about it.
When the dude was sitting there smoking the strawberry cough, telling them about the plague of 09, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Because it was like in 2020, I think, was when the movie was mm-hmm. supposed to be. But
and by the way, let's tell people about the movie what they're on. They're in a dystopian society where there are people called fishies, or the fish, and they're supposedly the terrorist group, but the populace is no longer really buying it. See, the fish may be carrying out terrorist attacks, but every time a terrorist attack happens, they're questioning whether it's their government. Yeah, and
they blame the fishies that weren't doing it because they stopped doing it, and they all knew they stopped doing it, but the government continued with the programming to create more fear. Then you got Vendetta.
And then you also have big quarantine places. Remember that? There's big camps. Remember, there are certain sections of the cities.
You have to go see this Children of Men, man. It'll shock your
And it's a good movie. And it's a really good movie. Continue, man.
Hey, bud. Well, thanks for what you guys are doing. And I'm just going to keep it short and let some other calls get in. But this pandemic flu with the masks and all that, I hear what you're saying about, and another side note, you know, what if they shut down the border, you know? I mean, what's going to happen to the pipeline?
You know what? All right, let me say this, AJ. You know what? Someone asked about the shutting down of the border today. It was in mainstream news. I forget what it was, and I thank you for the call. But basically, this woman was just disgusted with this. What do you mean? I'm talking about swine flu, sir. I'm talking about swine flu, and you're making it a border issue. And the guy's like, well, you know, according to the government, it's coming through Mexico. No, you're talking about immigration. And he's just saying, well, you know, if it's coming over from Mexico, maybe we should shut down the border in Mexico. But the thing is, it's not really coming from Mexico. And they don't want this to become a border issue because they want to leave the borders open. But they do want it to become an issue where Mexico has to go to the IMF and take $47 billion in the new world currency, the special drawing rights units. All right, let's go to Willow in California. Willow, you're on the air.
So much. I can't tell you what this means to me. I've been following, I've been what I loosely call, I used to be like a radical left and progressive or whatever, and the heck the language changes,
mm-hmm.
For a long time in my life. And anyway, recently, I felt like pulling my hair out because the so-called progressive, I listened to this radio station out of Berkeley, which tries very hard. They've been around since 1948.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they're better than NPR, but not much better. But they just, like, drank the Kool-Aid. And there's just certain subjects they don't touch. So it makes the whole thing just crazy-making.
Mm-hmm.
So I got turned on to the Obama deception, and I just was almost in tears. It was like, I knew this stuff, and somebody has done this. And I got turned on to Alex's show, and then tonight, for the first time, yours, just, you know, switching around. And it's like, oh, my God, finally somebody is just sane and talking the truth. And I've been looking for this for years. So, first of all, I just want to thank you. Oh, my God, I can't even tell you. It's like some kind of movie, you know, where you're wandering around in La La Land and all of a sudden somebody is just, like, awake. So,
well, the bottom line is everything we cover here, Willow, is mainstream news. Everything in front of me is out of Reuters, or it's out of the Times Online, or it's, you know, it's off of main news network.
But the thing that I've noticed in my, I mean, I'm almost 70, and I feel like I'm 30, but sometimes I feel like I'm dead, or should be. I mean, I'm so sick of it. But the thing is that I've realized is that, you know, people don't respond to information. Information can change somebody if they're susceptible to it, but I know people who are really intelligent, really educated, even political, and they're walking around like the Wizard of Oz people with these glasses, and most people, everybody has some kind of lens, some kind of symbolic universe they live in, that everything goes through that, and if it if the most hardcore information you present to them, my friends think I'm crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They think I'm smart and interesting, but they think I'm just nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, I mean, almost everybody, including this radio station, they have these lenses that won't let any truth in if it doesn't fit their little progressive, let's have a grassroots uprising, let's call our Congress people, and if we put enough pressure, and let's write to the president, and on and on, and, well, give Obama a chance.
Let's give him a chance.
You know, I mean, just like I want to scream, and I tell them all the hard poor stuff, which I've been studying in mm-hmm. depth all my life, but especially since Bush 1 was in, and he started talking about the New World Order, then I really got down with this stuff. And it doesn't matter then. They say things like, I'll give them all these facts, and they'll say things, well, I don't believe that.
What you have to do, Willow, is you have to give them, just like you said, you got woken up to the Alex Jones show, and now this one just recently. Give them an Obama deception. Give them a Fabled Enemies by Myself. You know, Wake Them Up to 9/11 or Loose Change Final Cut. Movies do change people, and it is very hard to penetrate somebody's very blind belief system or jaded worldview when you're giving them information that goes outside of that and challenges that belief system in such a manner that it's really, like you said, you know, you're in another world, you're just waking up and you're like, oh, wow, what's going on? But we can change minds. We can have an effect. I think, again, most people don't want to hear it from somebody else. We're the MTV generation. You know, even older folks are now so adept to TV that if you can sit them down in front of the television for 60 minutes, they're more likely to actually look at the information and try to devise it critically than actually maybe read a book or take a look at a news article. I thank you so much for the phone call, Willow, and I'm very glad that we can bring you into the fold here at the InfoWars family. All right, let's jump to Mark in Georgia. Mark, you're on the line.
Ah, God bless you, sir. Yeah, I guess we've already covered the political bias syndrome that I mentioned to you before. Drew Weston at Emory University in his study that people are dismissive of the up there, dismissive of the negative information about people that they view favorably. I think that that's a naturally occurring thing, and I think that in scientific deception, that is enhanced. My concern is that basically it's a matter of getting over the emotional attachment that deception is anchored in emotionalism. By that I mean an unhealthy emotion to the point of overriding reason. And anyway, the thing I was looking at is there's a few clips that I'd like to see about getting from, like, Gilligan's Island and the Beverly Hillbillies. There's some clips that they have. I'll never forget when there was one time where this Banana Republic dictator got exiled to Gilligan's Island, and he wanted to have Mr. Howell be his finance minister. And Mr. Howell was saying, "You need to have capital. You need to have you need to have a credible economy for things to work." And he says, "You don't know what you're," and then basically the dictator said, "You don't know what you're talking about. In my country, all you need is a printing press." Like, well, you know, yeah. And he's just like, yeah, we're a banana republic in that sense. And then there's another place where there was a gangster who wound up on Gilligan's Island. He said, you guys got any gun? He's like, yeah, well, we have a gun. So.
Up, it looks like we dropped Mark. Mark, thanks for the call.
That's what Obama wants to do. And then there was the episode of the Beverly Hillbillies where Granny was all upset, which happens with Granny, and she went to the bank with a wheelbarrow and said, "I want to withdraw my money right now, and I don't want that paper stuff. Give me gold." It's like Granny knew what she was talking about.
Yeah, as crazy as they perceived Granny to be. No, the gold, the silver, the precious metals as you want, because guess what? They're destroying our currency. They're destroying the peso. They're making way for these SDRs, these special drawing rights units, and probably more regional currencies. There's a reason that Mexico and Canada are with us in this NLE 09 exercise. There's a reason the UK is with us there. Australia.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that one.
Oh, you haven't heard about NLE 09? The national level exercise 09 is about to happen. It's the first exercise of its kind to prevent terrorist attacks. It is going on from July 27th to August 1st. A terrorist attack is going to happen to another country, and then there might be terrorist attacks here. It is a mass roundup slash spying on the American people exercise that involves all local government, all government outside of the state. I mean, go check out NLE 09. I thank you for the call, Mark. It's unbelievable. NLE 09, if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you're just tuning in, if we didn't cover last week's show, NLE 09, they're going to have the private sector involved. They're going to go after the terrorists wherever they can. They're going to surveil who they need to in a crack case to stop terrorism in the United States. NLE 09, first of its kind, headed by FEMA, but there's no FEMA camps. It just says in this exercise they're going to make makeshift command centers. Makeshift command centers. Operational areas. And it's going to be involved with FEMA Region 6. A bunch of states in the United States. I believe Texas is a part of it. I think Arizona, New Mexico is a part of it. Just go check it out. NLE 09. We covered it all over the place. We're going to come back on the other side. We're going to go to even more callers. We're going to go to Angela, Matt, Chris, and more. The call-in line is 866-582-9933. And then in the third hour, I am going to continue to rip apart conspiracy theories. The truth is out there. But it's not on the internet. Just not on the internet. See, if it's posted on the internet, it must be a lie. Doesn't matter if it comes from a mainstream news source. Doesn't matter if you're pulling up a Lou Dobbs clip. Doesn't matter if it's Dan Rather reporting that bin Laden is being taken care of by the Pakistani military on the night of 9/11. That's all made up because it's on the internet. Don't you know? Times Online says so. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months. And it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Let's not waste any time. Angela in Virginia, you are on the air.
Hey, Jason. How are you? I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
And I just want to bring up two things real quick, and then I'll let you take other callers. But I had seen a documentary done not too long ago. I'm sure it was years old, though, with a Dr. Terrence Tumpey at the CDC. I don't know if you've seen that or not, mm-hmm. where he was actually the head microbiologist over there that led the, one of the doctors that led the charge in reviving the 1918 H1N1 Spanish flu virus. And they used it because they couldn't figure out how to get the avian virus to mutate on its own to become transmissible from human to human. It wasn't, no matter what they did, it wouldn't happen on its own. So that's why they, apparently, that's what they say, why they
revived. Do you know what the name of this documentary is? Or
There's a really bad copy of it on YouTube. I think it's Scientist Alters Bird Flu. I think that's the name of it on YouTube.
Scientist Alters Bird Flu. We will look for that. All right, your other point?
And I was also curious if, by any chance, maybe you were going to get Dr. Horowitz back to talk about this. I know his mom actually passed away from complications of the swine flu pandemic fears back in the 70s. And I think I remember hearing him say that she actually passed away from complications of the vaccine that she got from that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're definitely going to keep up on this. I'm not sure what guests we're going to have, but as it progresses through the week, if it gets bigger and bigger, we're definitely going to get those experts on. I thank you for the call, Angela. Let's jump to Matt in Nova Scotia. Matt, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm not in Nova Scotia. I'm up here in Wisconsin, but it's close enough, huh?
I guess they get. I got Nova Scotia in front of me, brother. I don't know.
Right. Hey, what's the difference, man? Dude, look, I was just trying to find out what kind of a movement or uprising is it going to require to get Jones to give you a refeed from 3 o'clock in the morning, bro.
You know what? Do an email. I mean, what they are good. I mean, I don't get the refeed, but at the same time. I know they don't archive my shows every single day. You can get the podcast every day. So if you do miss it and you get, just check out theinfowarrior.com the next day. You can get the podcast. You can direct people to that. But then on the sidebar, they have this little player of past shows. So it's even got a small archive, which I don't even think Jones has, of about 20 or so shows. I think right now, it's like March 25th to April 15th that are up there. Like I said, the last couple weeks aren't on there. We may be doing a refeed. Right now, we're actually trying to get our own dedicated satellite up and running over at GCN and our own stream, yet another 24-hour Jones stream just here. So you could actually see that in the next few months. It's a definite possibility. But until then, hey, just hit up the Prison Planet and InfoWars message boards and demand it, my friend.
That's what I'm going to do then. Hey, as far as the music is concerned, you've definitely got him beat, but when he busted out King Crimson Epitaph today, man.
I missed that.
So I don't know.
I know I'm on top, but you're telling me he's got me with a new song?
Yeah, when they busted out King Crimson today, I was like, oh, man.
I'm going to have to check it out. I'm going to have to up the game. I thank you for the call, Matt. All right, let's go to Chris in New Jersey. Chris, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. I'm glad you took my call, man. Just wanted to give a warning out there. I mean, with the recent Edisil in Texas and now the Texas.
All right. Well, hold on, Chris. We'll come back to you on the other side. Your phone's kind of breaking up, so hopefully you'll be a little clearer. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We're going to continue to take your calls in this final hour. I'm going to finish up on this article. The call line is 866-582-9933. Remember, I'm a filmmaker. Fabled Enemies. Pick up a copy over at the InfoWars shop. Help me out.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
I was just in the back printing out this article. We're big on talking about chimeras here. We've talked about the glow-in-the-dark pigs. We've talked about how the glow-in-the-dark pigs, after they were genetically mutated, had pigs of their own, little piglets. And, of course, some of them did carry on the traits, so it shows that you can pass these traits on once they're in there, of some more glow-in-the-dark pigs. Well, now we have the world's first fluorescent puppy. The first fluorescent puppy. We're going to go into that story, and we're also going to play that clip of the FAA damn well knowing about this photo op in New York and knew it would cause a panic after this break. But we're going to continue to go to your calls in this segment. You had another point, I believe, Chris?
Sorry, I was breaking up. I switched back from my Bluetooth on my phone. Yeah, with the Gardasil thing in Texas, that little cheerleader, I guess, who died, it just concerned me, and I started looking into this stuff. My wife, I used the Mirena, the IUD, to prevent pregnancy.
Okay.
It's supposed to be 5 years. It stays up there or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's had it for 10 months, and 2 months into it, she experienced, like, just bad, what she thought were side effects, really effects of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 10 months down the line, now she has Epstein-Barr, chronic fatigue. It's just a big warning to Bear product, Mirena. Stay away from it.
I'm with you. I wouldn't trust anything from those people. And the Gardasil shot you're talking about is, of course, the anti-HPV shot. Oh, my God. Don't get HPV. You might die. Wait, oh, that's right. You can't die from it. It's not a serious disease at all, and it usually actually clears up on its own. But we need to, you know, vaccinate young girls and give them cancer viruses. I thank you for the call, my man. Let's jump to Paul in Oakland. Paul, you're on the line.
Oklahoma.
Oh, Oklahoma. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, I get you on a BitTorrent site every night, so that's no problem. But
people don't know that, but you can also get the podcast if you just type in, like, InfoWarrior Torrent or Jason Burma's Torrent. You can get me off the Pirate Bay, ISOHunt.com, BTJunkie.org is another one. But people do post them, and if you get them in the first couple days, they're still up there. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, I've got this article here on the Heritage.org site. It's the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act.
Okay.
I haven't heard anybody mention that yet. Have you heard that?
No.
It was back in 2001. Actually, it was written, I believe, before September 11th, but it works perfectly for this right here. I mean, they've got 10 articles down at the bottom that they say are a threat to fundamental rights. It's, do you want me to read them to you?
Yeah, please do, please do, please do.
Okay. The beginning of here is a Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, an assault on civil liberties in the name of Homeland Security. And it's a hidden agenda here. It tells about when it was made up in John Hopkins University and so-called Powers Act. But it's noteworthy here to read to you. Under the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, upon the declaration of public health emergency, governors and public health officials would be empowered to, one, force individuals suspected of harboring an infectious disease to undergo medical examinations.
Well, that's, you know what, that is tying in exactly to this FDA approval of extreme measures to give people these antiviral drugs, sir. I thank you for the call. We're going to come back. We're going to take more calls. We're going to discuss about these fluorescent puppies and more. It's the Info Warrior.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You are a rebel. Admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh. The day is dark. There's only one solution.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmess, and I want to talk about this fluorescent puppy story just really quickly. A cloned beagle named Rupi, short for a Ruby Puppy, is the world's first transgenic dog. She and four other beagles all produce a fluorescent protein that glows red under ultraviolet light. Isn't that lovely? So we have these glow-in-the-dark pigs. Now we've got, you know, glow-in-the-dark red dogs. It's just, it's a wonderful world. You know what? Maybe one day I'll be able to just make myself straight purple. I've always wanted to be a purple person. Now is the time to do it. In fact, you know, with this doctor who just cloned all these humans, you know what? I don't need to procreate. I don't need to find the woman of my dreams. I think I'm just going to clone me and raise me. Only, I'm not only going to clone me, I'm going to clone me and make myself glow-in-the-dark. What do you think? So I will have a little glow-in-the-dark Burmy. What do you guys think? That's a good idea, right? That's something that's somewhat sane. Oh, wait, no, it's not. It's ridiculous. All right, I want to talk about this FAA thing, because now they're admitting, oh, yeah, we knew it would cause a panic, and we made the Secret Service shut up about it, and we made the police department shut up about it, and we made the mayor's office shut up about it. But that's okay. It's no big deal. We needed the photo op. Folks, can you say psychological warfare? Let's hit the clip, Jaron.
It's a picture that we never wanted to see on the cover of a New York paper or anywhere. This is a low-flying jet in the skies over Manhattan. This happened yesterday. Russ Mitchell is at the news desk to explain that and the rest of the news. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Maggie. Good morning, everybody. As she says, the story that goes under the heading, What Were They Thinking? A jet from the presidential fleet flew low over New York City yesterday, prompting fears of another 9/11 attack. Claire Laker reports.
This was the flyover that caused the panic. A 747 from the presidential fleet, accompanied by a fighter jet, buzzed lower Manhattan.
You know, I was down in 9/11. I don't need this twice in one lifetime. My hands are still shaking.
Thousands fearing a 9/11 repeat ran to the streets. In reality, it was just a photo op. New York's mayor wasn't notified, and he's outraged.
It was nothing more than a ill-considered, badly conceived, insensitive photo op with the taxpayers' money.
Even the president's press secretary didn't have an answer.
I have seen some news reports, but I don't know.
The White House has apologized. Claire Lake, CBS News, New York.
Oh, they said they were sorry. Yeah, we should stop criticizing them. They're good people. They didn't think that, you know, you see in the video, there's a couple of videos out there, like people just run in. They think it's going into a building, folks. I mean, immediately they see it. It doesn't matter that the F-16 is right next to it. They think it's going into a building. Total psychological warfare. All right. Let's continue to take your calls. Let's see who is next on the list. We got the list right here. We are on Jake in Washington. Jake, you're on the line.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I have an idea about this Air Force One over Manhattan. Mm-hmm. And I got to thinking about it, and I was watching it. I got to thinking about when I actually saw 9/11 happen, how I thought, you know, this could be some kind of an inside job right at that moment. It occurred to me. But what if this was some kind of, you know, intentional thing that the president didn't know about, and maybe a few men in the Pentagon knew about, and the intent here was to wake up the American people? I mean, you hear people like Benjamin Fulford talking about how there's actually good men out there. What if?
Well, how does this help wake anybody up? I don't understand how this would help wake anybody up.
Well, I'm thinking about the terror aspect. I mean, the irony in it. You know, these people down there on the street looking down and seeing, or looking up and seeing Air Force One. I mean, it's almost like a slap in the face. You know,
I think it is a slap in the face, but I think it's more along the lines of they want to see how many people. You know, because initially when 9/11 happened, there was nobody screaming until the plane actually went into the building. Even when it was, you know, there was nobody out there going like, you know, oh, this is going to go into a building. Immediately when people saw it in the skyline in Manhattan, they started bolting. I mean, running. I mean, there's video all over YouTube. Just, you know, type in Air Force One New York City and you'll see it. So to me, this seems like psychological warfare. I don't think there's anybody good that put this up to it. And quite frankly, I think a lot of Benjamin Fulford's information is not only exaggerated, it's dead wrong. I thank you for the call, sir. Let's jump to Stephen in Texas. Stephen, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if you've ever heard of a movie called Radio. It's on, it's a total 20-minute video on YouTube.
I don't believe I've seen
that?
It. No, I don't think so. What's it about?
It goes over, well, I'll read a little clip here. This film takes a critical look at how fear is transmitted by some news media, which intentionally amplify the most potential alarming events, feeding anxiety within their audiences.
Mm-hmm.
It's way too long to play on the air, but you might check it out and have your viewers.
Well, just give me a little summary about it. What do you think is some of the good points?
it's basically, it goes over, he goes out and buys a radio, and he starts listening to the news, and basically throughout a couple of days, he goes into a freak-out panic mode, and isolates himself, because they got this big pandemic thing with birds, and...
Radio, huh?
Yeah, it's called radio.
All right, I'll check it out, Stephen. Yeah, I'll check it out. Radio, I'll check it out. Thank you for the call. All right, let's jump to Gina in Georgia. Gina, you're on the line. Oh, Chris in Kansas. Chris, you're on the line. Yes, sir. I think we dropped Chris as well. All right, you know what? While we're dropping callers, it's 866-582-9933. I'm going to go back to this conspiracy theories article. The truth is out there, but if it's on the internet, it must be false. All right, where do we last leave off here? All right, right here. That was the basic theory. Although different people in the truth movement might agree or disagree with various parts of it. To accept it, you have to believe that elements of the U.S. government engaged in a conspiracy of exceptional complexity and enormous risk of failure. No, you don't, actually. Most people had no idea what they were doing that morning, and that's why they had the drills. Really, it didn't take that many people. 50 people tops in the know about most of it. And even those 50 people, I don't think all of them knew all the aspects of it. Probably maybe 5 or 10 people knew the whole extent of the plot and what they wanted to do. That's the reality of the situation. To accept it, you have to believe that elements of the U.S. government engaged in a conspiracy of exceptional complexity and enormous risk of failure. The group of conspirators would have had to been suborn, dupe, or train 19 hijackers. They did. They did dupe and train 19. What are you talking about? We know they were trained at U.S. bases. We know people called the CIA on them. We know a black ops program called Able Danger tried to go to the FBI 70-plus times to stop them. We know that Muhammad Atta was on a plane with 3 of the other hijackers that supposedly he didn't know that were on other planes that day on 9/11. And there was an FAA report from James Woods, the stewardess, and the pilot about them, and nothing was done. So that did happen. All this happened. But do you think he'll get challenged on? You think he'll debate a guy like me? No. He'll write a book, and he'll accept a check, and he'll call me a nut job. Good for him. I hope he can sleep at night on his big pillow full of money. Good for you, buddy, with your money pillow. Let's see. Send them to flying schools to be seen around Florida and other parts of the U.S. before disposing of them either in crashes or in the case of Flight 77 in a manner unknown. Well, actually, they were right outside of the NSA in Florida. And they were hardly Muslims who were devout. They were at strip clubs doing blow off of hookers. Let me say it again. The hijackers were not devout Muslims. They were blow monkeys in strip clubs doing their blow off of hookers. Do you understand? Muhammad Atta's girlfriend went public. We have the bar owner going crazy about how the guy was bragging how he could pay his bill and he was a pilot and he was drunk off his arnis. These guys were drinkers and drug addicts. They were ordering pornos in the hotel rooms they were staying at. Do you really think that they believed in Allah and this jihad? Meanwhile, you know, shoving white powder up their nose? Of course they didn't. All this did happen. It's documented. It's on record. The conspirators would have had to send explosives in to rig the 2 main towers in World Trade Center 7 with sufficient explosives to be sure of bringing the first 2 buildings down sometime after the planes had hit them, which they did, and WTC-7 whenever it was felt expedient to do so. Again, all that happened. The buildings imploded on themselves. So yes, someone did put explosives in the buildings. Now, they always argue, oh, that would have taken so many people. If they thought they were running a drill, or it was part of a contingency plan for security in the building, they say, oh, there was no deck cord. There didn't have to be. The thermite hypothesis fits almost perfectly. And the science behind it is unbelievable. Go, Stephen Jones. Thank you. I appreciate you. I'd like to get you on my show if people are listening out there. Get me some Stephen Jones. Give me some Kevin Ryan. I really want to talk about that latest paper. But the explosives had to be sufficiently inert not to be triggered either by the impacts of the planes or by the thousands of gallons of burning aviation fuel. Actually, a couple of the explosions did go off on other floors. We had the explosions in the basement prior to the planes hitting the buildings. You can literally watch as the plane hits the building, little poofs come off in other areas that look exactly like demolition charges going off before they're supposed to, just like the other poofs later on. Let's see. The planes also had to be guided into the exact locations of the explosives. Actually, no, that again never had to happen. Why would the planes have to be guided into the exact locations of the explosives? How does that make sense? No, a plane will cause an explosion. Again, building up straw men, making false accusations about the 9/11 truth movement. The towers had to come down because the destruction by the terrorists of planes full of passengers and the unknowable number of casualties in the areas of the towers hit by the craft might not in themselves have been sufficiently provoking to cause the reaction needed by the plotters. Well, in some cases, that's kind of true, but that's not really true. What it was is that those buildings were supposed to be stripped of asbestos. And it was going to cost them over $1 billion. And they told them demolition is not an option. So you have to rebuild it floor by floor. Oh, yeah. And then they lost a bunch of records from all these big companies and all these SEC investigations in those three buildings. That's why they had to come down. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burbs. We're going to come back, take your calls, go through this article. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-1099.
34 no tax. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We are back. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmess. We're going to shoot through your calls, 866-582-9933, as I continue to blitz through the news, although I feel like the biggest news of the day is that Mexico about to take $47 billion from the IMF, and that means special drawing rights units, and that means further world currency and global governance for all. All right, let's jump to Stephen in Texas. Stephen, you're on the line.
Yeah, hey, Jason. You know, I have to agree with you for what you were saying earlier about this neon dog you were talking about. And I really think you should do that. You got to, you know, paint yourself in this real glow-in-the-dark neon blue. And what we'll do is we'll start calling you Blue Boy Burmess, the docu-dog.
I think it's a great idea. You know, let's just clone everybody. But when we clone them, let's make sure that we all have some jellyfish DNA or some other something right. else cool that sets us apart from human beings. That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, several things I want to cover real quick. First of all, I wanted to thank you for helping ambush my friend Louie the week before last when I had him three-wayed in. Mm-hmm. You know, what you've been talking about with this whole, you know, I don't know who this moron is that wrote this article about, you know, how dangerous and unreliable internet conspiracy theories are, you know, because you're not a professional movie maker, et cetera. But my friend Louie, when I was first talking to him a couple years about this whole thing with 9/11, it's like a knee-jerk reaction. He's been programmed, and he said, man, you can't trust anything on the Internet. I said, oh, okay, so you can trust CNN and Fox News and MSNBC and all that, huh? You know, and the 9/11 Commission, you can trust all that, but, you know, that's a whole different ballgame, you know. And I got to tell you, when I talked to him after we got off the air, he was stunned, I could tell, and he said he would definitely, I gotta follow up and talk to him some more, but he would definitely check further into this, but you gave him some real good food for thought to think about, and I appreciate that.
No problem, man. It's what has to be done. You know, that's, we need to talk to each other, and people say, you know, we had that caller, Mark, earlier saying, you know, we've already lost. Hey, man, my show's growing. Alex's show is growing. We haven't lost yet.
Yeah, and earlier today I was talking to a neighbor, about the Obama deception, and this guy, I've seen him around here, he's actually here on leave visiting a relative, and I noticed him in a Army fatigue uniform, and so I asked him, I said, are you in the military? And he said, yeah. And so I was talking to him about the Obama deception, and you know, every chance I get, I try to let people know about Alex's show, but also now about yours as well. And I told him to go to InfoWars, but I asked him, I said, you know, what do you think about the fact that Obama, you know, on the campaign said that he was going to pull us out of Iraq and Afghanistan and get us out of the war, get us all back home. And he goes, man, that's such a bunch of bull. He goes, I'm fixing to get deployed and go back over there for the third time. Mm-hmm. And he says, so, you know, so that just made the point. I mean, you know, these guys know what's going on. And, you know, I was glad I got to talk to this guy because this is a guy that's been over there and he is obviously not happy. And so, you know, I managed to be able to talk to him about the Obama deception and, he said he was going to check it out. And so I'm doing everything I can to, you know, make more people aware of your show because you're definitely doing something that's good. And I just want to leave you with this. You know, the Apostle Paul in the Bible said that there would be people who would be deceiving and being deceived. And that's the thing with people like this article you've read from about you know, the conspiracy theories on the internet. These people are so programmed, they regurgitate what they've been programmed with, and they think they're doing something that's really productive, but in the end, they're the ones that are going to find out that they're the fools. And so, you know, you just keep plugging away, and I don't blame you for ranting earlier, because I know you're not defending yourself, you're defending the truth, and that's what matters.
Well, thank you so much for the call, Stephen, and the truth does matter, and it matters when we can make other people take a look at the truth. Not make other people believe what we believe or persecute other people for their beliefs, but make people think in their minds, check things out for themselves, do actual research instead of reading this piece of crap article that says that we don't do research. See, we don't do research. We don't make real films. We just lie. We make things up. And they put these half-truths in there and these straw men, and it makes me sick. It disgusts me. We're going to keep going over this article. We're going to keep going to your calls. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, 866-582-9933. Check out the websites. My little blog is theinfowarrior.com. Drugging the Drugged Masses is the headliner. We'll be back after this.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell him you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Mind.
are back, and we're going to go to Maryland Guy, Bobby, Steven, and others. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Let's just get straight into the calls once again. Maryland in Michigan, I believe it is. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Jason. Just want to let both you and Alex know what a great job you guys are doing, and to give you some information in regards to that Terrence Trumpley that one caller was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Some really good information at pbs.org. You mm-hmm. go to 1918 flu in the search engine,
mm-hmm.
and then you go to Nova Science Now, 1918 flu. There's like a 13-minute video.
So this is a Nova video that was on PBS about this gentleman who basically said, back in, I think she said it was like 2004 or something like that. Maybe I'm wrong on the date, but she said this is a guy who said it was impossible for them to make the bird flu mutate naturally into bird to human or human to human contact, right?
Correct. And
okay.
So that's why he went into, and he goes into his story about how he revived and made the virus. And what I wanted to ask you, are they giving out an age range in regards to the people that are dying from this?
They're not, but of course it's usually elderly or young children who are malnourished. It would be, first of all, there's not that many things. All we know is 150 people are supposedly dead in Mexico, and there's not many other things. What's really worrying me is that the FDA has now approved emergency measures to carry out mass dosings of U.S. citizens with antiviral drugs in the event of a widespread swine flu pandemic. The Associated Press is reporting that the state has new powers that would allow the drugs to be distributed to a broader range of the population than present measures allow, which means everybody. And the drugs, primarily Tamiflu, which has been proven not to work, and Relenza, would be distributed to a larger segment of the population without complying with the approved label requirements, according to the report. So all I'm telling people is don't take the antiviral drugs, don't take the vaccinations, tell your friends and family, and don't buy into the hype. We don't even know if 150 people are dead yet. All we know is there are a bunch of people out there with masks on their face, and they're telling us that pigs in Mexico brought us the swine flu, but they can't find the pigs.
Well, I thought that this was interesting on here because there's two people that had confirmed cases here in Michigan, and mm-hmm. they were in their 30s, and the death rate was healthy adults aged 15 to 34 years that died mainly in the 1918-19 pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Well, I read that little thing in the 1976 thing, but it's so short, they don't really let you know whether these people died before or after they took the vaccination, you know, how widespread this, I think they said like a couple hundred million throughout the world supposedly got this thing, and then in 76 something similar happened. I'm not sure, I don't trust the government, I'm not letting them inject me, I thank you for the call. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Guy in New Jersey. Guy, you're on the line.
Jason.
Yes, sir.
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Good, good. I just want to make a quick few comments here.
Mm-hmm.
First thing, I want people to go to YouTube and type in man-made swine flu, and you'll come up with two different articles. One's out of Reuters, and the other one's out of Russian Times.
Mm-hmm.
I only got to watch the Russian Times one, and it's just basically a journalist on there talking about how this is, it's impossible that this, you know, these four different strains came together, and, you know, it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, so it is four strains now. It's two bird, one human, and one swine flu?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I didn't really get to watch it. You know, mm-hmm. I discovered it right before I called in, but
okay.
Hopefully people can call you and let you know about that.
Sure, but, sure.
I want to make quick suggestions, people, on waking up people. Now, I would suggest to the people, you got to appeal to people's, you know, their taste. You know, if people like comedy, I would suggest that you would turn them on to Bill Hicks or even George Carlin is the man that originally woke me up, I would say, you know?
Yeah, George Carlin's Life is Worth Losing is probably his most prophetic and best stand-up ever, and it's really in the twilight of his career. I think he only does two or three before he dies after that. I went and saw him after Life is Worth Losing on his next tour out in Turning Stone, so I was lucky I did get to see him before he died. But I agree with you. In fact, you know, I'm hoping to include a lot of George Carlin's material in Invisible Empire. We'll see if we can get through the copyright issues and all that other stuff and if I'm actually able to do it. But I do agree with you. That is a great way to wake people up is through the power of laughter, really. And, you know, when you can relate to people on that level, and you say, hey, man, you know what he's talking about here? This DVD covers it. Or this little YouTube short really goes into depth about what he's talking about. And you get him interested from there. And you know as well as I do that once you do start looking into this information, it's almost like a drug. You can't stop. You want the knowledge now. Now you don't want to be, an ignorant lemming. So I agree with you, man. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I would just suggest that you would maybe turn them on to that before maybe showing your movies because, you know, and when they see that, they're overwhelmed with so much information. They're like, but you still got to tell them, hey, go look it up for yourself, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's your responsibility.
That's right. And you know what? I always tell people, don't take my word for it. Do your own research. Check everything out. Double check, cross-reference, go to a library if you have to. Because remember, apparently, according to the Times Online, anything that's on the internet is a conspiracy theory and not valid and poorly researched, by the way.
Ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Crazy. I just wanted to read this letter. I have all his books here, and his last book before he passed away or died, he wrote a lot about, you know, the New World Order, I guess you could say, but I wanted to read this little excerpt out of here. The Control Freaks. Hello, we're the ones who control your lives. We make the decisions that affect all of you. Isn't it interesting to know that these people who run your lives would have the nerve to tell you about it in this manner? Suffer, you fools. We know everything you do. We know everywhere you go. What do you think all the cameras are for? And the global positioning satellites? And the social security numbers? You all belong to us. And you can't be changed. Sign your petitions, walk your picket lines, bring your lawsuits, cast your votes, and write the stupid letters to whoever you please. You won't change a thing because we control your lives. And we have plans for you. Go back to sleep.
And that's in George Carlin's last book?
Yep. Wow. I just discovered on the first page, after he does his eulogy or whatever, the first quote in here is the Hermann Göring quote.
What's the name of the book? What's the name of the book by Carlin?
What is it? When Will Jeeves Bring the Pork Chops?
Hello, Jeeves, Bring the Pork Chops?
When Will Jeezus Bring the Pork Chops?
When Will Jeezus? I'm going to check it out. Thank you for the call, guy. I'm going to definitely check out When Will Jeezus Bring the Pork Chops. Might be an Amazon buy. What do you think, Jaron? Will you read When Will Jeezus Bring the Pork Chops? You already got it? All right, let's jump to Bobby in California. Bobby, you're on the line.
Hi. Have you seen the YouTube special report by Dr. Leonard Horowitz on the swine flu?
No, I haven't seen much on the bird flu, man, just what's in the mainstream media. Remember, I was in New York all weekend. I just flew in last night, got here literally 50 seconds before the show started to do the show.
Okay. Yeah, you should check it out. He talked about how Dr. James Robinson, along with the CDC, helped Novavax, Inc. produce genetically modified recombinants of the avian, swine, and Spanish flu viruses, HSN1 and H1N1, nearly identical to the unprecedented Mexican swine flu virus. And he talked about how the outbreak was precisely timed to promote Novavax's new research and huge stockpiling contracts. And, so if you just go to YouTube and type in 2009 Flu Special Report, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, you'll find it.
All right, man. Thank you for the call. Let's jump to Steven in Kansas. Steven, you're on the air.
Hey, Jason, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just heard a click over. All right. I got a few other things to say, but anyway, to the latest question a little while ago, here in BBC News, Mexico flew a potential pandemic on the first page, parcel down the paragraph. It is advising all member states to be vigilant for seasonally unusual flu or pneumonia-like symptoms among their populations, particularly among young, healthy adults who seem to be the most affected in Mexico. And then it goes, officials said most of those killed so far were young adults rather than more vulnerable children and the elderly.
That's very interesting. And that's kind of unnerving, actually.
Yeah, it is. I'm not for sure what date. I don't see the date on there. It's 4/25.
Okay, so it's Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. What else you got for me?
Another one is kind of funny how today, I've been telling my dad and his his wife, what's been going on with the flu and all this other junk. Anyway, it's kind of funny how she's a secretary at church,
mm-hmm.
and they had a message call, and it was pushing the third jihad. And she asked me what it was about, and I'm like, well, I haven't really heard much about it.
Well, are we talking about the final jihad, the book, or?
It was called The Third Jihad.
Okay.
It's kind of funny because you don't hear, you know, churches being, hey, you know, this is a new movie coming out. Go and take your flock and go see it.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny how this is pushed to the church, The Third Jihad. Well, I was in between jobs tonight. I've been working my tail off today. Anyway, I went to their house to talk to them about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on the internet to check it out. It's a new movie being released, and it has Giuliani and several other people. But it's focusing on the Muslim movement mm-hmm. against America. It shows a little trailer on the site. You can just Google the third.
This is a documentary, right?
It's a documentary. It just shows a little trailer on there. Like I said, I was running. I had to get back to another job. So I didn't get. I'm going to do it tonight here in just a little bit. I'm going to check up more on it. So,
all right, I'll definitely check it out. I thank you for the call, Stephen. Let's jump to Jessica in Georgia. Jessica, you're on the line.
How's it going?
Good.
Good. I actually called just to kind of clear up what the last caller cleared up about the age of mm-hmm. the people that were dying in Mexico.
So then you're confirming what he said? This is usually younger people that would rather usually be pretty healthy, huh?
Well, normally, you know, in the flu, it is the young and the old, the very young or very old. But, in this case, it's been, you know, 20 to 45-year-olds, and that's the same, that is the same pattern, like the woman was talking about, that was in the 1918 flu and the 76. And that is key. That's what concerned me a lot when I, you know,
no, I'm a little more concerned now. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to put anything on my face and feed into the fear-mongering, but the fact that it's actually attacking people that should have the strongest immunity against it is quite unnerving.
Yeah, it is. But also, today I was listening to the show, to Alex's show, mm-hmm. and he was talking about, he mentioned Pionka, and I don't know, just for the listeners, I don't know if they just recall, it's the UT professor that mm-hmm. gave that speech about Ebola and, when, you know, saying that 90% of us should die and humans are bad. And I actually went on his website for the first time. You know, I just kind of read articles on InfoWars about him, but that is some crazy stuff.
Oh, it's awful. These guys, you know, and everybody's like, oh, he's so sweet, and he's very well known on campus, and people love him. The bottom line is, when you say that humans are the problem, and we need a quote-unquote, their code word, sustainable society, you're talking about killing a bunch of people that aren't you. So how dare you act like a sociopath? You're only looking out for your best interest. Everybody else is expendable. Everybody else should die because we're supposedly killing the planet. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, it's crazy, and I read the letter, one of the university students, I guess, had sent to Alex after the article had come up about him, and she just went on to say that, you know, you're stupid. He doesn't think that most of us should die. He thinks that the whole human race should be wiped out, and I mean, just on his website, all the lizard stuff, and I mean, it is just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and just with the whole eugenics thing in general, I've been researching that angle more than I had in the past. And now that I kind of fully see, like, once you just look at some of the stuff they write and say, I mean, it really does just kind of lock everything in together. I mean, it just, and because that's one of the arguments when I argue with people about it, like my mother mm-hmm. in general, like I'm trying to wake her up. I've been trying for a long time. It's just not working because she just can't wrap her head around the idea that why would they want to kill people? But if you really do look at some of this stuff, I mean, it's pretty
you look
clear.
At their policy papers, you look at their speeches, you look at their overall plans, you look at the legislation they're passing right now, it screams population control, and population control to them means population reduction, and population reduction means genocide for the populace. I thank you for the call, Jessica. Let's jump to Dominic in New Jersey. Dominic, you're on the line.
Jason, I wanted to talk to you about something that's very disturbing. For about a month, okay, there's been a lot of activity in the skies, airplanes, okay, flying back and forth like every 5 or 10 minutes, shooting these chemtrails. Mm-hmm. And ever since this happened, the atmosphere is so very, very hot. Mm-hmm. Okay, I believe what they're doing, they're killing the humidity. And I mean, it's terrible. It's foggy all the times. Mm-hmm. I mean, these people are absolutely out of control. I mean,
well, I mean, Dominic, you saw the articles a couple weeks ago where the Obama administration openly talked about possibly blocking the sun's rays by shooting pollutants into the upper atmosphere. Did you not?
No, I did not.
All right, just type in Obama to block sun's rays. And basically, his climate czar or whatever said that, you know, things are getting so bad, now they're actually announcing that they're going to shoot chemtrails into the sky. They talk about geoengineering. It goes side by side with the CFR document from the 90s and then updated in 2008. I mean, yeah, God knows what they're doing. I know they're spraying something into the skies. I know it's not for our benefit. I think it is rather insane, and people that deny it's going on are simply blind. Sir, type that into Google. It's almost announced at this point that these are real, and I would suggest go to CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. Rosalind Peterson has done the most legitimate research that I know of on this phenomenon. I thank you for the call. All right, we're going to come back. The final segment, we're going to try to go to Sam, Tim, and Anna on the other side with the Info Warrior folks. This show has been just jam-packed. Again, biggest story in my eyes is the expansion of the global currency. $47 billion for Mexico because of the swine flu. The swine flu means we need more global currency. And of course, I've been rattling on about conspiracy theories. The truth is out there. Just not on the internet. Don't dare go on the internet. Don't look at Infowars.com. Don't watch Loose Change Final Cut. Don't watch Fabled Enemies. Don't watch the Obama deception. They're poorly researched. They use copyrighted material. I'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Through these calls in this last 5 minutes, let's go to Sam in Wisconsin. Sam, you're on the line.
Yes, Jason, nice show, great work. One real quick thought on this from a flight operations standpoint regarding the utilization of the aircraft over New York City. Mm-hmm. The standard procedure in with all flight crews, of course, is a pre-briefing that takes place as far as the mission requirements. The authorization on that particular group of aircraft have to come directly from the top. That's been established. The real background on this is actually it is a PSYOP operation conducted to gauge the dead drop or no warning to first responders and to gauge the public reaction as far as choke points, mm-hmm. as far as exiting the city or the response of the civilian population.
No, I agree. And it's also, you know, to gauge the response of the civilian population that went home from work that day to see how many offices they could scare. But I'm with you 110%, Sam. I agree with you. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Tim in Canada. Tim, you're on the line.
How's it going, buddy?
Good.
Listen, I live in a small town in Canada, and actually, it was a couple days ago I heard the Army was in town.
Oh.
Yeah, and they're in our fire hall, right? My buddy told me. So I work in the realtor side of things. So I was poking around a little bit, and I talked to a councilman, and the rhetoric is, oh, they're here because there's Russian planes flying overhead.
Well, what are the Russian planes doing there, unless they're running a drill with NORTHCOM?
Listen, brother, I'm about 5 hours away from Alaska, so HAARP and all that fun stuff is right next to me, and so, yeah. So all of a sudden, NORTHCOM's on. I listen to you guys all the time, so I'm hearing all the American side of things, and stuff's coming right to our door. And I live in a small town, 7,000 people, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know that Russia was doing drills with us on 9/11 as well. I mean, they were part of the red team. You know, they always have the red and the blue team, and they had Russian fighters off the coast of New York and the coast of California, I believe, and they were working with Canada and ourselves. And now we're about to have this big multi-level exercise called NLE-09, headed up by FEMA, where we're all going to be spied on. It's wonderful stuff, Tim. Love the government. Trust the government. Take your vaccinations. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Anna in Canada. Anna, you're online.
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
I've been listening to your show for quite a while, but I'm here in Alberta, Canada, where there were 2 cases of bird flu. Mm-hmm. But I've been getting problems. Like, people have been calling me from the Community Public Health Center.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they give the vaccinations for my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that they wanted to document who wasn't going to take their vaccinations because I had some delinquent appointments.
Okay, so they called you because they think that you and your family are a risk because you haven't taken your vaccinations?
Yes.
Oh,
and they need
lovely.
A document. And they're, yeah. And I said, well, are you guys going to have that Tamiflu in stock? I said, what about that stuff? And they're like, she said, yeah. She said, but not now, though. But it's coming.
It's coming. Well, listen, I would say to them that there's no reason that you should know what kind of vaccinations I have or don't have. It's none of your business. It's not part of, you know, these are all rules and regulations. Go ahead.
They called like 8 times this month, and it's like twice this week. Yes.
Well, you know what? There's a reason, because they want this eugenics program to continue, and they want people to remain in fear, and they want people to obey and take their drugs, take their vaccinations. Get on Abilify. I thank you for the call. Last caller, Raul in Illinois. Raul, you got about 40 seconds.
Hello?
Yes.
I just want to talk about Obama. Like, you know he's from Chicago, right?
Yes.
That they said that they're going to, my friend said they're going to plant, like, you know, that virus, the flu, the...
You know what? We got to go because it's almost the end of the show. Check out the Obama deception. You want to know about Obama? You want to know about this bird flu? Go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be back live at you. It's the Info Warrior. Booyah.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.